Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Well, there's been a lot of discussion about conditions in meat plants during the pandemic so far. This was discussed at the Oireachtas COVID committee today. Representatives of the Migrant Rights Centre were speaking at the committee. In the moment, we'll talk to our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty, about the picture that's emerging. But first, here's a clip from Adele McGinley from the Migrant Rights Centre at the committee this lunchtime.
90% of people aren't covered by any sick pay scheme, so there's a lot of misunderstanding about qualifying for sick pay, if you had sick pay, how you claim it. That was difficult for people. The majority of people we work with are actually back in work and have been back in work a long time. Most people we work with have been working all the time. I think part of the scandal in this is that workers haven't been given any extra pay throughout this period.
Adele McGinley there from the Migrant Rights Centre at the Oireachtas COVID committee. Our agriculture, Fran McNulty, joins us. And Fran, it was interesting there because we know there were hotspots in meat plants around the country. The picture there of the workforce and the conditions for workers in some of those plants.
Yeah, and Paul Murphy, the TD on you within the last 2 or 3 minutes, saying that what had happened and COVID could be a wake-up call for workers' rights within the sector. There has been much talk this morning about the terms and conditions of workers within the sector, and the Migrant Rights Centre is saying today a task force needs to be set up to see how workers are paid and how they're treated in the sector. We know that it is a migrant-dependent sector. Now, the industry itself says around 20% of people who work in the meat sector are migrant workers. The Migrant Rights Centre today saying they have compiled figures from the CSO and work permits issued, and the figure is more like 58%. And they're saying that that presents a range of issues within the sector into how people are communicated with, how they're treated, their vulnerabilities around work permits. And they want all of this to be examined and to be looked at in the coming weeks and months. And they're saying that now is the time to do it. They've spoken to almost 70 workers across the country, and they've taken their experiences, they have interviewed them. And some of the pictures that painted here today raise concerns amongst members of the committee. Duncan Smith of Labour saying that actually not only employers but the state itself had abandoned workers. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, the agriculture spokesperson for that party, saying that what the Migrant Rights Centre was saying here today was very much at odds with what NEFID had been briefed on throughout this whole process, where they had been told that employers and factories there was a high level of compliance when it came to COVID restrictions. And he asked, you know, who's telling the truth here? What is the reality? Mm-hmm. So really a huge spotlight been shone on the sector.
And also the question about the results of COVID-19 tests being made available to employers before workers, and comments about language barriers in terms of tracking and tracing and communicating with staff.
Yeah, in May, RTÉ News confirmed that the HSE was in fact informing some employers before workers of the positive results of COVID-19 tests, and it caused a huge controversy at the time. Now, it was brought up here again today. Colin Burke of Fine Gael questioned the Migrant Rights Centre about it, said had they gotten any explanation from the HSE as to why it happened. They said they hadn't. But what Adele McGinley of the Migrant Rights Centre said was that a public servant had said at a briefing that because of communication issues and language barriers, it was preferable to communicate directly with the employers as opposed to the workers. And she said this was entirely unacceptable, that everybody has an obligation and to communicate with people in these instances, and that personal information should not be revealed to employers before workers. That is an issue, Anya, which the Department of Health, the outgoing Minister Simon Harris, asked the HSE to compile a report on to explain what had happened, why it had happened, and what the HSE would be doing to ensure it didn't happen again in the future.
Fran, thank you very much indeed. Our agriculture correspondent, Fran McNulty, there.